Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Let them go! Let them go! Let them go!
How about new?
You're choking me with my
what's your purpose? You're choking. What's your purpose?
Gabriella.
Tell the world my story.
Whoa! Bring it back, hey! Do not bring horses into here!
We are federales. You know, the mountain police.
Do not bring horses into here! What are you doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president.
That was a global pandemic.
That is not a valid excuse. I hear that every day and I dismiss it.
He had the worst record of any president.
Depending on what happens in November, 7 months from right now, this time next year, I might not be sitting here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Bing.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 203. Congress just called for the presidents of UCLA, Michigan, and Yale to testify. The president of Yale is supposed to retire after graduation May 20th. The new Yale president has not yet been appointed. It'll be interesting to see who Yale sends to Congress. I believe the word will be flack catcher. You know, that's the word in the old 60s and 70s. That's the guy you send out to take crap from whoever is demanding answers to questions that can't be answered. They're going to send out President Flack Catcher. 978, just found out my daughter got into a technical school next year, exclamation point. Both my kids will now be in technical school, done with Reading Public Schools. They are trash now. Yeah, most of the schools are heading downhill very, very rapidly, especially the ones that are getting inundated with these indigent illegal aliens who don't speak English. But you know, hey, Arlington has its priorities straight. They want a ceasefire. Sandwich wants to ban nips. Lexington wants to ban single bottle containers of water. These are the important issues facing the cities and towns of Massachusetts as the state and the nation fall apart here under the invasion of the third world criminals. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Yes, a Monday flight from West Palm to Phoenix to Seattle to Midway to Logan will save you $13, Mr. Carr.
I had a lot of stuff to do. I had like a doctor's appointment. I had to get some other stuff done. I had to get a haircut over the weekend. I had a lot of stuff I had to do. I had to get Roscoe ready to go. I needed a day, okay? Sorry. No, there was none of that. There was none. I couldn't even go in the pool. It rained. I was sad about that. But hey, you know what? I'll be able to get in the pool in Wellesley probably by Independence Day. It's only 2 months away.
From the state of Maine to the Confederacy, copper wire shall be free.
Yeah, those are the Guatemalans. I wrote about it in the Herald, and they were supposed to be arraigned last week. They weren't, but the U.S. Attorney's Office in Providence has assured me personally that they will call me and they'll let me know. But Providence men are now Cranston men. They paid cash for their house. It's America's a great country, isn't it? They haven't worked a day in their life since they got here, and I'm sure they're all on welfare too. And they have brand new flatbed pickup trucks with plates that don't match the registrations because there aren't any registrations. But it's great to be an illegal alien. You don't need those stinking registrations. And you have a free house in Cranston. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Local Silver Met, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermet.com.
You say nostalgia, I say dementia.
Right.
You say Biden, I say dementia, dementia, nostalgia. Let's dump Biden now. No joke.
Yeah, someone said, how come he's jacked up at certain moments, like the State of the Union message? Well, according to the Daily Caller, he wasn't all that jacked up for the State of the Union. They had to have 13 corrections, you know, with the bars through for the words he screwed up. So, I mean, when he's on the maximum dosage of drugs, he makes 13 mistakes in less than an hour.
If only half of what Plug said he did was true, he would have to be 182. No matter his quest, he was always the best. Truth be known, he's just an old fart who's full of number two.
Yes, that is certainly true. He was always below average, and dementia never raises you to the level of average. Never. Not once.
One out of three Biden voters is just as stupid as the other two.
I want to know how many Biden voters actually have jobs. I mean, real jobs. I don't mean jobs as DEI coordinators or sustainability advocates or nonprofits, working at a nonprofit public radio station. I'm talking about a real job, working with their hands, providing goods or services that people actually want. I'm going to guess that the number is in the mid three digits for the entire country.
Lovey, can you believe how bad these college demonstrations are getting? Apparently, Harvard hasn't seen protests this bad since it hired Genghis Carr. If they ever had those protests again, I'd gladly go down there and throw my medals at him.
That was a one-day protest. Of course, I was only there for 5 weeks. They didn't need to keep it going for very long. Didn't even make the yard. Just down at the Camelot High on Boylston Street.
Boy, if those UT pukes getting hauled off don't make your heart feel like an alligator, nothing will.
Yeah, let's play the volunteers. They weren't volunteering to get arrested, though, were they, huh? Cut 18.
Let them go! 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 Let them go!
Their voices are fading out. I guess they're not letting them go. They're dragging them away. I tell you, though, I prefer the woman. You're strangling me with my scarf. Oh, they're choking. Let's play that one. This is UT as well. Gabriella with two T's. Cut 19.
They're choking me with my
what's
scarf.
Your, what's your first name? Choking. What's your first name?
Gabriella.
Gabriella. Gabriella. Show us your name.
They have it.
What's your last name?
Got it. Found it. They have it. Please stop to your scarf. My scarf is
I need a medic.
They're choking me with my designer scarves. Oh, the humanity.
Tiptoe through the campus with B.O. Smoking weed with a man bun. Tiptoe through the campus with me.
See, someone liked my reference to Tiny Tim in the Sunday column.
Oh, I didn't hate it, but it's quite dated.
Yeah, but how else can I get strum and ukulele in there unless I mention Tiny Tim? And they're all artists too. They're all would-be stars at the, and they talk about it's an elite school. You ever look up the admissions rate? 65%. That means if your parents can cash a check, you're in. And you can, and the only other requirement is you have to be all dressed in black all the time. Maybe that's gone by the wayside. But when I used to drive down there a lot, 15 years ago, everybody was dressed in black.
Hey, Gabriella, you know what else has two L's? Expelled.
You think that's going to happen to Gabriella? It's a Republican state, but they're a little on the squishy side.
What Christy Noah meant to say was that Cricket was not a beautiful dog, nor a talented dog.
Boy, I mean, you talk about a self-inflicted wound. Why would she say something like that? I assume it was true. You know, I mean, I know Old Yeller got shot, but Old Yeller was old and he had rabies. They had to do it. And all these years later, I still remember it. It was the first time I ever was shocked at a movie. And she just volunteers it in a book, in her own book. It's not like she was busted. Weird. Weird.
The Diary of Roscoe the Pug, day 350 of my captivity. The prison warden, who looks like an emaciated Matlock, just transported me to this cold, rainy hellhole plagued with traffic and illegals. And when I complained, he threatened to send me to Christy Gnome's farm. It's time to fashion a ship. The prison warden's gonna get shanked. Woof.
I might put him in the crate for a timeout, but I would never send him to Christy Gnome's ranch. Never.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, you'd just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line, you can. It's called Chop Chumps. It's posted every evening around 7 o'clock. It's where we put the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. Chopped Chumps is the second Chump Line of the day, and it's available wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Silver, local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com. That's localsilvermint.com.
Tiptoe through the campus with B.O. Smoking weed with a man on tiptoe through the campus with me.
Not just a man bun, a mask, too. You got to have a mask. And an Emerson College sweatshirt, too, because that's a real chick magnet, that Emerson College sweatshirt. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back.
I love Balance 7. It's worked for me and so many others for issues like heartburn, inflammation, energy, and so much more. But what makes it work? That's the topic of this week's episode of Meet the Experts, featuring the CEO of Balance 7, Dr. Ahmad Nuristani. I don't mean to be judgmental here, but the worse your diet is, the more you need Balance 7.
Let me be judgmental. I'm a physician. I'm going to be extremely judgmental. Majority of today's diseases related to acidity, whether it's high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, heart attack, cancers, all are related to an acidic environment within your body. Balance 7 acts as a holistic way of bringing your body to a natural state where it's going to take care of itself.
The proof is when you stop taking it, you're not quite what you were physically or mentally. Meet the Experts with Howie Carr, available now wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts.
Howie Carr is back.
I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's UT, Texas in Austin. I apologize to Tennessee, the Volunteers. I guess they're not doing anything. I guess at UT. UNC, it's, man, I'm actually proud of UNC today. They, the hippies, the filthy hippies, put up a Palestinian flag this afternoon, and the Palestinian flag was eventually lowered. The American flag was raised as cops set up a perimeter around the structure. Officers were seen using pepper spray. Yes! Yes! I zigga zumba, zumba, zumba. It's proud to be a Tar Heel. And the interim chancellor is a guy named Lee Roberts. It's like, I guess it's like Yale. They don't have a regular, they don't have a full-time guy yet. They're between chancellors. So he went with the cops to the to take down the hippies. And he said, this is what he said to the media, to take down the that flag and put up another flag, no matter what the other flag is, that's antithetical to who we are and what this university stands for and what we have done for 229 years. The broad majority of this campus knows how to express their views without shouting, without violating university policy. That American flag will stand here as long as I'm chancellor. Boy, that's great. That's great. Congratulations. I hope he gets the job permanently. Never heard of him until just now. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is should Israel invade Rafah? Yes, no, or they should wait until the hostage situation has been resolved?
Sadly, I think the hostage situation has been resolved for the worst. So, yes, they should invade.
83% say yes, invade. 5% say no. 12% say wait until the hostage situation has been resolved.
All right, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I thought you would support Kristi Noem, not make fun. I don't know why she had to talk about it. That's some things, you know, you don't need to talk about everything that you do. And that's, I mean, she just...
Well, she did say that she wanted people to talk about her. She wanted the press. She said she was going to shock people with her book, and that's what she set out to do, and that's what she did.
Yeah, well, she shocked people in other ways, too, mainly in the gossip columns, which, you know, I could speak to, but I don't know. Something.
Regale us with your story again about how you were invited to evening.
You could tell the story if you want. And people were mentioning that. They said there was nothing they could think of that was worse than her alleged coupling with Corey Lewandowski. But shooting the 14-year-old dog, the 14-month-old dog, was worse than being with Corey. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to get into it particularly. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie. First of all, I'd like to wish Zebra's family my condolences.
Thank you. I agree.
Yeah, but I have a solution for your crowd control at these colleges. I'm a heavy equipment operator. I work at an aggregate mine, and I have access to a big water truck with a 15,000-gallon water tank on it, and it's got this special little cannon that discharges about 3,000 gallons a minute. It'd be great for crowd control.
And for sanitation. And for sanitation on the campuses.
Yeah, that's after you blow all the human beings out of the area, you can blow all their filth.
There's a lot of filth in those human beings. I don't think a lot of them are taking baths on a regular basis. Yeah, Harvard was that was a brilliant stroke, whether they meant to do it or not, to turn on the sprinklers. I mean, the situation has been diffused. I mean, there's still some hippies out there on the on the yard, but there hasn't been nearly as much problem since they all got soaked. Four soaked in Harvard yard. What if you saw her wet on the ground? Her hairdo all wrecked. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
978 says, Megyn Kelly was speaking about the Christy Nome issue today. She indicated people saw Christy shoot the dog, so maybe this was her way of getting ahead of it, like Obama got ahead of his drug use. But you can do drugs and come back from it. You can't shoot your puppy in the head and come back. I don't even think that's true. Look, Obama ate dogs when he was in Indonesia. And he wrote about it in his book that nobody read, even though it was a bestseller. And, you know, maybe he was trying to get out ahead of it in that case as well. I mean, did Mitt Romney ever recover from putting Seamus on the roof? I mean, he didn't even hurt the dog. He just put him on the roof and of the car in a crate and drove him from Belmont, Mass. To Detroit to visit his family. And that was, and you know, he was treated like. Like he was worse than Christy Nome. I mean, it was insane. I still remember the Tampa convention. I picked up, someone brought me the New York Times, and there were two columns on the op-ed page about Seamus the dog. That's how much that's how scared they were of Mitt Romney, you know, unnecessarily so, as it turned out. But they had Romney derangement syndrome in 2012, RDS, from Bush derangement syndrome to Romney derangement syndrome to this new, worse than ever pandemic of Democrat phobia, Trump derangement syndrome. 844-500-4242. You know, it's amazing that all of these Democrats, you know, whether they're the filthy hippie protesters or they're the former Speaker of the House, it's all the same with them. They cannot respond to when they're confronted with the fact that they're not exactly telling the truth. They just start screaming and yelling and walking away from it. This is Nancy Pelosi with Katie Turr. Now, remember who Katie Turr is. She's a nut. She didn't know anything about the Russian collusion hoax, I believe. And they said, well, you don't know anything about this? What's going on? And she said, I was covering fires for local news in New York. And she was an anchor at the time. She was the girlfriend of Keith Olbermann. How wacky is that? Her father was an LA Times sports writer who decided to become a woman and then killed himself. I think she has credentials as a nut, as a moon bat. But Nancy Pelosi turns on her. Cut 11.
Created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any
just
president.
Repeat it.
We've
just
had
keep
other
repeating
concerns
it.
In our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And
I don't
he has
think
the worst.
That anybody can accuse
and
me of that.
We, no, but let me just say.
Where do you go to apply for a job at MSNBC as an apologist for Donald Trump? Especially if you're Katie Turr. But I mean, she's as far gone as Brandon is. Now you want to talk about insanity on MSNBC? We don't usually play these MSNBC cuts, but they were so wacky this weekend. This is Nicole Wallace talking about she's putting her body on the line. She's to fight Orange Man Bad. Cut 10.
I've seen that toast a bunch of times, but it landed very differently this year, because depending on what happens in November, 7 months from right now, this time next year, I might not be sitting here. I might not be a White House Correspondents' Dinner or a free press. While our democracy wouldn't exactly fall apart immediately without it, the real threat looms larger. A candidate with outward disdain, not just for a free press, but for all of our freedoms and for the rule of law itself.
Surely she's referring to Joe Biden. Joe Biden has shown much more contempt for the rule of law and for the press than Donald Trump ever did. I mean, again, this is total projection. She might not have a job, but she might not have a job because nobody's watching CNN or MSNBC. People are cutting the cord for all of these cable channels. That's just the way it is. And so maybe they should think about giving people a more palatable product, whatever it is, rather than just screaming anti-American polemics over the airwaves. 844-500-4242. Peggy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, yes. I want to know when these college and university administrators are going to grow spines and have these people arrested, fined, and tell them that they have 24 hours to break up their encampments, or they'll bring in bulldozers and break them up for them.
Well, you know, Peggy, they said they're going to clear them out at 2 o'clock today. You know, there were all these headlines this morning that Columbia issues ultimatum. They're going to clear it out. I don't see anybody being cleared out of Columbia. Do you? The every day they issue Harvard issues this statement, they're going to crack down, and they never do. They never do crack down. These people are, they're more gutless than the people were in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, I believe that. And I also would like to know, whatever happened to the guy who poked the Jewish girl in the eye at Columbia with the pole of a Palestinian flag, and then the other jerks banded together to protect him.
Yeah, that's right. They surrounded him so he could run away, right?
Yeah, because they're cowards.
Yeah. Yeah, how about this one? This is a vandal. This is a mob of these third world terrorists and their rich kid allies pulling Jewish students away who are trying to protect Hamilton Hall. Listen to this cut 15. Rakim, walk out.
Free Palestine.
They couldn't find Palestine on a map. They couldn't spell Palestine. Let's play that cut again of this woman with her what kind of community do we have when they won't send, you know, we beat up Jewish students, we break use hammers to break out the windows of the buildings, and now they won't send us in food and they're going to die of dehydration.
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who've taken over a building?
First of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
Obligated.
You mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in. I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
But they did put themselves in that very deliberately in that situation and in that position. So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take up this building. Now would you please bring us food and water?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
They're stopping the delivery of food?
We are looking for a commitment from them that they will not stop it violently.
But they haven't stopped it yet.
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
Again, they haven't done it then. In other words, they haven't done. You're demanding something, a stop to something that hasn't been done. 844-500-4242-207. Unfortunately, people are still watching CNN. I you know what? I saw that today on the plane. I saw someone watching CNN, you know, a couple of rows over from me, and I was really surprised. I couldn't believe it. 844-500-4242. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, Howie, you know, there's so many things you can do with a dog other than shoot it. I had the best dog of my life came out of the Animal Rescue League in Brewster. And it was a German short-haired pointer. And I thought it was going to hunt with me. I took her him hunting exactly three times. The first time, all happy, jumps out of the truck. We walk into the woods. I shoot at a pheasant. Boom, the dog gets up next to my leg. Didn't like the gun. Second time, we get out in the woods about a mile. I shoot at a pheasant. Boom, the dog runs back to the truck a mile through the woods. Now, that's a panic in itself. You think you lost the dog in the woods. He's sitting there by the truck. The third time, we sat in the truck, and he looked at me, and he said, are you really going to make me go through this again? He's the best dog I ever owned in my life. And, you know, someone had it, and it wouldn't hunt, and they abandoned it with the animal rescue.
Right.
And it got adopted into a loving home. You know, dogs aren't, you know, chickens. They're not the same creature. You don't just take one out. So this woman, you know, is heartless and has forever lost any consideration for political office in my mind.
Yeah, the point is that the people who are defending her, James, are saying, look, think of all the worst things that people have done. Like Ted Kennedy, for instance. He killed a woman, right? And it didn't stop him from getting elected. But this is going to be held against her. But, you know, the thing is, people love dogs more than they love human beings. That's the reality, isn't it? And I'm certainly one of those people.
I am too, and dogs are far more loyal to you than any human will ever be.
Right.
I'll tell you that. So, now, what she did was just utterly unconscionable. Kind of like the trials that Donald Trump is facing in New York City. As far as I'm concerned, these Democrats are a bunch of dog-shooting fools.
Yeah. I know. There's a reason why dogs are called man's best friend. There's a reason why that phrase has lasted through the years. It's true. A dog is man's best friend. He's loyal to you in most cases. And I don't know. But also the general lack of political awareness to admit something like that. Again, we all make mistakes in life, whether it's late at night in Palm Beach or whether it's on the farm or the ranch. But you don't talk about it all the time. Good. And, you know, sure don't put it between hard covers of a book. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Ever notice that when you ask moms what they want for Mother's Day, so many of them ask for just one day of peace and quiet? Good luck with that, any mom anywhere. Maybe you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds, like the ones I just got sent to me by Raycon. I just made sure that was the last thing I put in my bag before I left Palm Beach. I wanted to make sure I had it because I'll be using them tonight when I take Roscoe out for his walk. I'll be using them tomorrow morning when I take Roscoe out for his morning jaunt. I use my Raycon Everyday Earbuds whenever I'm out and about. They are just so convenient. I can listen to whatever I want, and I don't bother anybody. You can tune out all the noise around you and tune in to something great. If your mom doesn't already have one, it's a perfect Mother's Day gift. Same for your dad. Same for the college or high school graduate in your household or someone you know. Their audio quality, Raycon, rivals all the big audio brands you know and love at a price you'll love even more. I use my Raycons pretty much every day. That's why I made sure not to forget them. You know how you always forget something when you move around? I never forget my Raycons because I have to have them. They're like my glasses or my driver's license. I got to have them with me.
You like the new color you got?
I do. It's a cross between Carolina blue and Duke blue.
Yeah, they asked me what color you might want, and I said he's got blue shoes. Maybe he wants blue earbuds to match.
That's right. She threw away my blue shoes. They were getting getting a little rotten. But I still got my Raycon blue earbuds. They're fantastic.
And yeah, can choose between several different colors when you're ordering your Raycon earbuds.
I'm really happy to have them now that Carolina has stood up to the hippies today. With 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, I know Raycons are up to the task. They have such great features as customizable sound profiles, three of them, earbud noise tap functions, noise isolation, awareness mode, optimized gel tips for a custom comfortable fit. They're not falling out of your ears like some of them are. It's so embarrassing to see that when you're walking around. It's great product. I can't recommend them highly enough. Your mom will love you for them. Your dad will love you for them. Your grad will love you for them. Anyone will love Raycons. Seriously, they make the best mothers, fathers, graduation day gifts. And get some for yourself. Raycon Everyday Earbuds. And Raycon offers easy 30-day returns just in case. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Become a Howie Carr Show super fan.
Subscribe to Howie's newsletter and you'll get the latest news, columns, cheap bastard deals, and other special offers from the Howie Carr Show. Just enter your name and email at howiecarshow.com.
He's Howie Carr.
CBS News is reporting that Brandon is considering giving asylum to some Palestinians. They'll have to be vetted, though, to make sure they're terrorists.
Oh, rigorous background checks, of course.
Like we do for Cranston men. Just to cite one example, and there are a million every day. So, yeah, that's the latest. How insane is this? I mean, who does he... Again, this is like the student loans. He's trying to buy the votes of these crazy people who are just deadbeats and worthless people who are probably too stoned to vote for him. And now he's trying to buy the votes of the people in Dearborn, Michigan, and Ilhan Omar. The Biden administration is considering bringing certain Palestinians to the U.S. as refugees. Do you know how many attacks have been promoted on American soil by refugees from Muslim areas, including 9/11, just for starters? A move that would offer permanent safe haven to some of those fleeing war-torn Gaza. They started the war, and now they're fleeing. Senior officials across several federal agencies have discussed the practicality. There's no practicality of letting in terrorists. To resettle Palestinians who have immediate family members who are American citizens or permanent residents. Three-quarters of them support the rape, terror, genocide, Nazi ethnic cleansing of October 7th. Three-quarters of them. God. 844-INSANITY. 844-500-4242. Michael, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Howie, I thought most of these schools already told the kids to get out.
They did, but they know they're kidding, Michael. They don't believe them, and nor should they. If they even have half a brain,
didn't they cut their meal plan? Didn't they cut their meal plans off already in some of the schools?
Well, that's what Ilhan Omar's daughter said. She's starving and she's homeless, and she can't get her scarves. So it's really a terrible situation. 844-500-4242. We're going to discuss the Karen Reed trial with Turtle Boy when we come back. It was only a half day, but there were a couple of interesting developments. I'm Howie Carr.